Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I have Lauren, Chris, Sharpie, and Steve.
Hello.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Hiya. Howdy. Hello. I had to think about that. How's everyone doing?
Hanging in there.
Good. Time for some Disney.
All right.
Yay. Well.
Okay, so let's do some Disney. We're going to be doing some Disney news because it just doesn't stop coming.
My goodness, I have not seen so many announcements in a few weeks. It's been crazy.
Yeah. So we are happy to bring you the news. We will have other stories later and more our must-dos and our top fives and all that fun stuff that we do. But the news just keeps coming. So we're going to keep bringing it to you. All right. Our first one is going to be California Adventure and Chris.
So starting now, you can actually make a reservation for a dessert party at California Adventure for the World of Color show, which takes place several nights a week. And you can make a reservation for the dessert party. So that'll give you priority seating. So it's kind of a nice option because if you've ever been there, you know that it's actually kind of difficult to get a good viewing area if you don't have either one of the dining reservations that gives you a priority seating or one of these kind of things. So it's actually pretty steep at $79 a person, but you get free sparkling wine if you're an adult.
Oh, I'm in.
Wait, so yes. $79 for desserts and sparkling wine?
There's no way on God's green earth.
Well, and it's not just desserts. It's pretty crummy desserts.
Well, it's dulce de leche. Thank you for that intro. It's dulce de leche filled cookies, Mickey coconut macaroon, and a selection of fruit and artisanal cheeses, to name a few.
Really?
Yes.
It's not even, you know, full of tiramisu and cupcakes.
You know what? So
it's not decadent like the Magic Kingdom.
No.
Oh, the Magic Kingdom one, it's got quite a spread.
But, you know, it's easy to watch the fireworks in the Magic Kingdom without getting any priority seating. It's really not easy to watch World of Color to get at least a really good space. Yeah. I mean, we were very fortunate. One time we went there and we had a VIP tour during the day. And so we had a section that we could go into. But if we didn't have that, I think the first time we saw it, I can remember standing way in the back and having to look over people's heads.
I mean, what you have to do is you have to go to California Adventure and make a beeline to the Fast Pass. Last time I was there, maybe it's moved, but it was over by that Grizzly River Rapids where the Fast Pass machines. You get the Fast Pass, and then you have a set zone and time for your show. So that at least gets you in there. And then it's all up to how early you want to get there to get in that area. And if you want to come 20 minutes before and kind of be at the back, or if you want to come, I don't know, an hour to 45 minutes before and get a really good spot in your area. It just kind of depends, but it works out.
They're fairly big areas. So if you're a short person, you are out of luck, no matter how good your priority viewing area is. If you're in the back, you're not going to see everything.
Yeah.
Because I've been in the back behind people and not seen anything.
Yeah.
And they have railing on all the planters that won't let you stand up there.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's the thing about that, though. When it starts to, when you're in the splash zone.
Uh-huh.
We totally were.
And you're standing behind somebody really tall. That could benefit you.
That's exactly what I did in November because I had my coat on that I really like. And I was like, this coat's not getting wet.
Yeah. And you were like hiding behind me.
I was.
Yeah, so. But I mean, so there's a couple options. You get the Fast Pass, and you can get another Fast Pass after that one. That doesn't like lock you out of the system. So you can get that first, and then you can go to Radiator Spring Racers or wherever. But get that Fast Pass, and then get there early and stake out a spot, or you can pay your $79, get your desserts and your sparkling wine, or
dinner.
Yeah, or you could just go to have a nice dinner for $79 and use the Fast Pass. And bring some desserts from one of the places with you.
That's what doesn't make sense. You can get a dinner instead of the dessert.
Right, because you can do the World of Color dinner. There's like three different places you can do it at.
Right, yeah. The best one is the Trattoria.
Well, I don't know. Because you can do Carthay. Yeah, Carthay Circle is good.
Carthay is expensive. The cheapest one to do it with decent food is lunch at Trattoria.
Yeah.
But is it less than $79 a person?
It is. It is.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, though, for people who haven't seen World of Color, and I'm guessing most of the listeners haven't, it is pretty impressive. I'm not one for these shows, but, you know, they've got all this water and they're projecting all these amazing images on it, and it's got music and everything. It is impressive, but it's Disneyland, and Disneyland isn't as busy as Disney World. And I bet these will not sell that well. If you're local, are you going to pay for this? No.
No, I agree.
Unless you're looking for the experience, because it is going to be elegantly plated on china.
Yes.
Is it really?
Here's Sharpie. The problem.
Oh, it is. Problem, it says that.
The problem there is that Disneyland is more local.
It is more local.
And you're never going to get locals to go out and spend all that money for a view.
Yeah. No, I agree with you 100%. I think this will quickly disappear.
All right. Well, we'll see. It's a good show, like Chris said. Definitely a must-see if you go over to Disneyland.
It is. Definitely.
And if it is a bit chilly, we were in a mist zone one of the times, and the mist would come, and it would just chill you to the bone because it's at night, and the wind's blowing, and then you get wet, and then you're, like, freezing.
Well, Lisa, yeah,
I had the same experience.
Yeah. Lisa, even when we were in that VIP section in July, when it wasn't cold, or was it, we weren't in the wet area. It was cold that night.
It was cold.
We all had sweatshirts on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some of us bought a sweatshirt with funny ears on them.
You know, my kids won't wear that either. It's really disappointing.
Boo. Who doesn't like a sweatshirt with ears?
I liked it. I wish it had actually fit me better.
You know what? It looked cute on you too.
Thank you. I'll wear it next time we meet up.
Oh, I'm excited.
Good.
Okay. Sharpie, we're going to go over to you and Zootopia.
So, okay, we are headed over to Zootopia. Jesse and I went to see Zootopia on the release day. We went to a late evening show, hoping that we wouldn't have too many kids in the theater. But there were still quite a few, but they were all really, 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 really well behaved.
They were tired.
They were. So, I liked Zootopia, like the movie. I can't say I loved it. Can't say it's going to be one that I'm going to watch again and again and again. In typical Pixar fashion, great different levels for different audience members. So great, cute, appealing characters for kids, but kind of a deeper lesson for adults. Good message in there also for teenagers too. So good movie. Definitely one to see. But what is even bigger is that Zootopia broke Frozen's record for the amount of money that it took in on opening weekend. When Frozen came out in 2012, it took in $67.4 million in its first weekend. And globally, Zootopia took in right under $233 million globally and $73.7 here in the U.S., so very, very, very big debut. And you're going to see these characters coming into the parks very soon. They've already announced that Nick Wilde and Judy Hopps, the two lead characters from Zootopia, will be joining the Move It, Shake It, Celebrate It street party, the block party that takes place in front of the castle in the Magic Kingdom every afternoon. That's a really cute event if you have kids. Good opportunity, good character interaction. If you get the chance, you can now go and meet Judy Hopps and Nick Wilde over at the Magic Kingdom as part of that. But yeah, big news with the release of the movie, and very big news. This is one of those movies that seeing it in 3D, it doesn't make or break it, in my opinion.
Okay.
But yeah, good movie. Excellent. Solid. There's definitely potential for sequels there's definitely, they left a good open ended storyline. so you can expect to see a lot more from, from Judy and Nick in the future. But yeah, $73.7 million just in opening weekend in the U.S. and $232.5 globally.
And they're going to have outstanding, unbelievable merchandising profits.
Oh, absolutely. Because they're cute fuzzy bunnies and a cute fuzzy fox. So they're going to have tons of plush marketing and shirts. And I mean, and the soundtrack was pretty good. The lead song, kind of the nail for the movie or the hook for the movie, was by Shakira. So good. Good soundtrack, good music, well written, very, very popular. Michael, I feel terrible, always butcher his name, but Giacchino, I think, he was the one who did the soundtrack. Good soundtrack, good music. I will definitely be adding the feature song to my gym playlist.
Wonder if they will get the bunny merchandise out just in time for Easter.
Oh, there you go.
It's got to be out already, right?
Yeah. And here in the U.S., there's not going to be another big family movie open until April 15th when The Jungle Book comes out. So they have really positioned Zootopia well to be the go-to movie for families and kids for the next month. So, nice.
You know what I like about Nick and Judy and a lot of the other Disney characters that have been portrayed? By character voice actors and actresses, they have facial features that look like the actual actor. I totally see Jason Bateman in Nick.
You know, I hadn't noticed that, but I'm really glad you did, because I absolutely see that as well.
Do you not see Robin Williams in The Genie?
Yep.
I love that they do that. It's
yeah,
funny.
Definitely.
Oh, and then another one would be Will Smith in, he was in A Fish Tale. It's just, I think it's so funny that you can see these little quirkisms and mannerisms.
Yeah, they get
and,
the expressions down.
Yeah.
Yeah, we still haven't seen the movie. I saw some of the previews and they were hilarious.
Oh, see, I saw the previews when I watched Star Wars and I was like, oh my God, not that DMV joke again.
Oh, the DMV but thing was so hilarious.
Oh, it's so cute.
With the sloths.
In fairness, I saw Star Wars 4 times, so I got to sit through that preview 4 times. So I'm trying to keep an open mind.
You know, Lauren, I think I'm going to step on you for just a second. I know you're supposed to go next. No, you're supposed to go next, but my next one ties in to Sharpies.
Oh, go for it.
So as some of you may know, and perhaps even experienced on your own, Disney over at the Disney Hollywood Studios, okay, so over at the Disney Hollywood Studios, they would show a sneak peek from Zootopia and kind of an extended trailer. Well, they're doing the same thing now with The Jungle Book, and that's the one Sharpie mentioned as well. That's April 15th. And over at One Man's Dream, where One Man's Dream exhibit used to be, they're going to replace the previews of Zootopia, and they're going to put in the previews of The Jungle Book, the live-action Jungle Book. This is a film that blends the computer-generated imagery with the live-action scenes. I'm sure you've seen some previews and trailers on TV, but this is going to be an extended trailer with a little bit of behind-the-scenes footage, little insider information. It'll be interesting, and go check it out.
The movie looks awesome.
I'm excited for that.
Oh my gosh, it looks incredible.
That's not Baloo to me though. I have to see it. Maybe I'll catch on, but I need to figure out if that's really going to be a good Baloo. We'll see.
I kind of had the same feeling.
Okay. All right.
Well, I had the same feeling when I saw the preview for Pete's Dragon.
Well,
I was disappointed, but I'm off topic. We'll have to talk about when that comes out, we'll talk about the Pete's Dragon.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite childhood movies.
I know.
Me too.
Yep, same here.
I still know all the lyrics and
okay.
It's
yes.
So fun. I love
never saw it.
I love Elliot.
You never saw it?
Ew. There's like a ton of movies that I haven't seen, like kids' movies.
Oh my gosh.
That
we got
one is
the bill
the
of
best.
Sale right here. We got the bill of sale.
But I don't know that you can actually redo that movie and I'm going to like it, because I loved the original version.
Well,
of
the whole storyline sounds
it's
like
just
it's
just
totally,
such a classic.
It looks, it's like
and the
totally
storyline
different.
Looks different.
Yeah,
it's,
right?
it's a different. Yeah, I don't like that. There
it's
are
like
no Gogans.
The
well,
whole,
I don't know, but it, I haven't looks, seen any Gogans.
The quick preview you see is looks like it's a totally different storyline. So I don't
you
know.
You can't have him.
I don't know. Chris, we'll have to set up some old classic. We'll have to do like Cat from Outer Space, Escape from Witch Mountain, Herbie the Love Bug.
Oh, Bed Knobs and Broomsticks.
Ugh.
I think I like that one. It was awful.
That one I didn't love.
What is the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Oh, there you go.
I saw that.
We'll torture
it was
you.
Awful.
We'll torture you with that
bang,
too.
Chitty Chitty
yeah,
Bang
no.
Bang.
All right.
All right.
So one final little tip on Zootopia is opening weekend, 76% of the audience was over the age of 25.
Woohoo!
So that it's kind of interesting that it's a kid family movie, but a vast majority of the audience was over the age of 25.
We were going to go, and then it was either that or get a pedicure and put it on Periscope.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Steve, you had me cracking up.
Do you know what the best part of the pedicure was for me personally? The guy who was like, I just had to tune in to see Steve's face.
Oh, yeah. At least he didn't tune in to see my feet.
Creeper.
At least he didn't say I had to tune in to see your feet.
But you know what? He tuned in for the face and stayed for the feet.
Well, it's a bonus, I guess.
That might be worse. He did. He was like, I just came to watch this to see Steve's face.
It was pretty intense. It was so intense. My iPhone overheated and then it turned it. The language changed to Japanese and then it shut down. So somewhere in there, it just died.
Maybe you should stop. Wait a second. You're telling me that your phone couldn't bear the whole pedicure thing and it shut off?
Yes.
Lauren, you should have seen it. His feet are awkward looking. It's gross.
I'm so glad I don't know how to work Periscope.
Yeah. You know what? You know what would be very good is if you just stopped getting beauty treatments right now.
Well, don't yeah. Look at the last time he went for a spa treatment. That didn't
I know.
Work.
All right, Lauren, I'm going to give it back to you. I stole it from you. Here you go.
Mean. Very mean.
No, it was all for good broadcasting. There you
all
go.
All right. So Big Thunder was originally planned for a somewhat long refurbishment from April 4th to July 15th. And they actually had that refurbishment went away. And now they've changed the date. And it's now moved to start August 8th through November 18th. And it will reopen to the guests on November 19th. The last major refurb for this ride was in 2012 with a couple of short ones since then, but no major ones. So it'll be interesting.
I'm excited.
Wonder what they're doing.
I bet we know if you've been to Disneyland, you know.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, they're supposed to be changing the closing scene,
yeah.
But they're also supposed to do a lot of work. I think it's on the final lift hill. Where the rocks used to look like they were falling in on you,
yep.
And they haven't for a really long time.
Yep.
I think they're supposed to be fixing that as well.
Yeah. That's the scene at Disneyland that's amazing that they've redone. So rumor is they're gonna bring that to World.
The one at Disneyland is so much smoother.
Yeah, I think it does feel like since it was rehabbed over there, it does feel like it's a lot smoother. And then the one at Disneyland Paris is like down for a year. To redo that.
Everything is closed at Disneyland.
The Big
Paris.
Thunder is down there?
At Disneyland Paris, they're going to, if it hasn't closed already, it's going to be, that whole land is going to be closed for a year. It might already be closed. I haven't paid attention, but yeah, over in Paris.
I can see it needing that.
Yep. Very cool. The final sequence will be nice.
All right, Lauren, I'm messing with you again.
Why?
Because you have to go again.
Oh. So soon?
Yes, because I was between your two stories and then I jumped and messed things up. So now it's right back to you with PhotoPass.
All right, cool. So something really exciting is actually happening with the Run Disney events and PhotoPass Plus. Run Disney is now about to get a big upgrade and we're going to be able to see a PhotoPass feature starting with this upcoming half marathon for the Star Wars half marathon, The Dark Side. This coming April, and they're going to actually have the photo pass benefits on the Disney races. So it's going to be part of the Memory Maker package and the My Disney Experience. So when you go up to take a picture during the race or the candid shots they take of you as you're running, those will now be included with Memory Maker, which I think is fantastic because I have a lot of runners that are clients. And I was talking to one of them the other day. Hi, Carly. And she said that the runners spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on pictures from the races. So that's going to really, really benefit them. So very excited for the runners.
Yeah, that'll be
and
cool.
It's going to be kind of cool for the families who are there to watch the race as well, because they'll be able to look in the My Disney Experience app and look
and see where everybody
at
is.
The photos. Yep. Yeah. That's going to be a really cool feature.
Well, that's cool. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, I used that feature to find my children on this past trip when they weren't with me. I knew where they were at all times because I'm like, oh, look, they're on Rock and Roller Coaster.
Nice. That's a good idea.
Very good feature.
All right.
It's called the Missing Kid app.
Okay, so there's some Frozen news over at Disney's Blizzard Beach, which is just like a perfect thing for Frozen. I don't know why I never thought of this until now, but the two of them are like a marriage made in heaven. So over at Blizzard Beach, they're going to have some different games that are going to be going on. So as a guest, you can either join Team Kristoff or Team Olaf in some of these winter games. Everything from kind of like relay races to snowball toss to ski pole limbo and slide races. And then the Kristoff and Olaf will also be in the closing ceremonies. There's no start date yet for the inaugural Frozen Games, but as soon as we know, I will post it on mousechat.net and we'll post it up on Facebook.
That's going to be a fun little addition for the summer.
It sounds like a fun thing for the kids and family. And, you know, they have an alligator mascot over there at Blizzard Beach, you know, that was one of these things that Disney created. And then he was in that Where's My Water app. But when you first come into Blizzard Beach, you can see where he skied down a slope and then went through one of the stores. And then you see his, you know, where he smashed through the wall and then went skiing down the hill. You know, he came down Summit Plummet or whatever the big ski slope is. And you can see where he went through and smashed through one of the stores and whatever his name is. He's in the Where's.
Isn't it Goofy?
No, it's a. He's an alligator, but I forget what his name is.
Oh, it's an alligator.
Yeah. Anyways, but that was the character they created and some weird little story, but it's a much better tie-in.
I think
obviously.
Goofy is the one that went through the door, though.
It looks like Goofy.
Is it?
I don't know.
I know what both of you are talking about.
You can see like the ski pole.
It's right on the left when you come
in.
Yeah.
That's Goofy, but Steve, you're talking about another guy.
Maybe it is. Well, the
water guy.
Yeah, the alligator. I thought it was the alligator that was part of that whole thing.
Swampy.
Swampy the alligator. I could be told I'm just making this stuff up. I don't know what any of this means.
Wow.
But yeah, that's why it would be much better to have some real characters in there instead of the fake characters.
I like the made-up ones better.
I just make up the alligator story. I don't know. If it wasn't a good story, it could have been. Anyways, so yeah, go over to Blizzard Beach. Let me know how the Frozen games are.
Wow.
And say hello to the alligator Swampy.
Okay, so I have another good segue because Steve was talking about Frozen and Swampy, but that's not the segue. So he's talking about Frozen, and I'm going to tell you about Olaf. And he's going to be doing a meet and greet at Disney's Hollywood Studios. He's going to start in the spring, and it's a new character experience. Yay! If you want to find Olaf, you can go over to the new Celebrity Spotlight, which is in the Echo Lake area of Hollywood Studios. You know where that is?
Yep.
Over by Gertie?
Yeah,
Gertie the dinosaur.
The dinosaur that I'm sure won't be there for much longer.
He's friends with Swampy.
Yeah. Yes. I think so. All right. And then there's also in the spring, Mickey and Minnie starring in Red Carpet Dreams. This is going to be a character meet and greet, and this is over by the commissary, just off Commissary Lane, by, what is that? The Sci-Fi Dine-In, let me say it right, Dine-In, not Drive-In, Sci-Fi Dine-In Theater. And this is where you're going to be able to see Minnie Mouse, and then close to that, you're going to have Mickey Mouse as the Sorcerer's Apprentice from Fantasia. Okay, so a couple of new character meet and greets over at Disney Hollywood Studios. Don't forget to see Olaf over by the Echo Lake area. And then Mickey and Minnie with their red carpet. Sorcerer's Apprentice, Mickey. And they're over by the Sci-Fi Dine-In Theater.
Yep.
I always mess that one up and call it a drive-in.
Definitely a must-do to go to Disney Hollywood Studios.
Steve.
Come on. Who's gonna
go? That sounded really exciting.
Who's going to go all the way over to see Sorcerer Mickey?
We actually spent a good, I think you can spend a half a day there right now and enjoy it.
Okay.
I spent maybe a full day there and had a good time.
Yeah, maybe, you go in, you do Toy Story Midway Mania, you do those, what is it called, Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower of Terror, and then maybe see a couple shows, take Little your kids Frozen. To Playhouse Disney.
Yeah, but you've got Star Wars. Eat at
prime time. Harass Kylo Ren. I mean, it could be fun.
That's true. And you got the Star Wars 2.0.
Honestly, I could have spent more time looking at all the exhibits they had, but the kids were getting restless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a really big thing is to notice, be sure to pick up a times guide for all of like the scheduled activities and the streetmosphere and like the pop-up shows that they do. That's really where you can spend a lot of time and really have a good time at Hollywood Studios.
But I do think that, if we have clients and we talk to them and, they have a 4-day ticket, we probably advise them. I don't know about you, Lauren. I'm advising people to skip it right now, unless they're Star Wars fan.
No, I'm not actually.
Oh, I totally
or unless
am.
They have young kids to see Disney Junior live on stage.
Yeah, there's certain things that people still want to see there. I still think you can make that park a decent experience.
I think if you have a 5-day ticket, but if you only have 4 days there and you're going to do 2 in the Magic Kingdom, maybe not.
Another big thing is too, if they have the Hopper.
Yeah. But a lot of people with little kids don't get the Hopper. So I don't know. I mean, it's really like, I guess, cause like the last couple people I've said they have Star Wars and they're like, so I don't know. I don't know. I can't talk people into going there. So, but Sharpie, you'll be happy to know I've talked a lot of people into going to Animal Kingdom lately.
Oh, it's going to be good. It's going to be up and coming.
Yes.
That park's got some new life coming.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Big changes coming at Animal Kingdom over the next year. Big changes.
All right, Sharpie. I've sort of grown to enjoy it. In the last couple of years, I've kind of started to like it more. So even without all the changes. Anyway.
When we were down in January for our birthdays, we each got to pick which park we wanted to spend our birthday in. So, of course, I picked Animal Kingdom. And I mean, honestly, we spent the first half of the morning in the Oasis area just watching all the animals. They have the animal care team out to talk to you about the animals, what their habitat is, how old that specific animal is, some of their natural habits. It's just really, really, really informative. And I have to say, I fell in love with the Babirusa.
Is that legal?
Yeah, it was.
Do you have to register on a list for that?
I know. But it was such a cute animal. And it had this strange habit. It would walk like 10 steps and then it would like freeze and like look.
I have no image in my head. What is a Babirusa?
I don't know what it is either. Is it
I think it might be Chris. I've seen her do that.
If it's me, it's me avoiding the sun and sitting under a tree.
Sharpie, what is it?
It is. It has a very close resemblance to a warthog, and it's just sort of. But it's taller. Taller than whenever you go into Animal Kingdom, its habitat is if you take a right and go through the Oasis, and instead of a lot of people go to the left through the Oasis, but cut right, which is, the Oasis is the area that's supposed to transition you from the human world to the animal world. And there's all sorts of different habitats that are through there. And whenever you're going through there, it's right as you start to make the kind of left hand bend up to where like the top view of the Tree of Life is. The Babirusa is on the right hand side there. So the Babirusa is, specifically found in the Indonesian islands. And whenever you go to find out a little bit more about it, you'll find that it's also called the pig deer. And very interesting animal because, like I said, it kind of looks like a tall pig, but it also has really, really, really long tusks. So if you stop and talk to them about the pig deer or the Babirusa, you can find out all about that specific animal and what its origin is. So find out all those different animals. It's just like the area that's right behind where you meet Doug and Russell. There's an animal habitat there for different types of tamarins. So really, really, really cool to stop and watch them and watch them interact and play. So
yeah,
it's Animal Kingdom's all about stopping, taking time out of your day to stop and watch the animals.
There's no hurry there.
Really, well,
exactly.
Unfortunately, most people.
Huna Matata.
Most people, including myself, and I need to slow down, but. You know, that transition area that's supposed to be really cool is basically transitions most people from like a slow stroll to learning to speed walk because they like right. They like blow through there to get to the rides. And they don't even know that there's any animals in those. It just looks like some jungle because everybody's in such a hurry. So
yeah,
it's
but that
sad.
Goes along with time is money at Disney.
I know, but a lot of people miss a lot of that park because. Yeah, they're only there for a few days and they want to hit the main attractions and they just sprint through it. But yes, it's a story for another day.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Like the giant anteater used to also be in the Oasis, but the anteater is no more. Turns out anteaters aren't good display animals because they're a little on the shy side.
They're always hiding up.
Okay. We're going to go back to Lauren.
Yes. Well, I think this is the most exciting news story ever if it's the one I think that's coming up.
It is.
Oh my God. I have people bouncing off the walls over this story. So Disney has finally come out with a Purple Magic Band.
Woo-hoo!
Yay! Woo! Purple Magic Band.
As of, I believe it was 2 days ago that announcement hit. And you can order them now. When you go into your My Disney Experience account and go into order your Magic Bands, you will now see the Purple Magic Band there. It is very exciting. And I can't tell you how many people, and I'm sure you guys all have experienced this. What color magic band do you want? Purple. Nope. Sorry, that one's not available.
I know.
Nobody will want purple anymore now that they have purple. It's going to be like, I would like aqua.
Pink. You know, it's pink. Pink is actually the number one magic band color.
It is.
Really?
Yes.
Not anymore. It's going to be purple now.
No. Purple's boring. Pink is where it's at.
Nope.
I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll have to ask Disney. Yeah, but when pink was out, we had talked to Disney and they told us that pink was the number one, but purple is the most requested. So finally they've got purple out. So we'll see if it overtakes
it. So what do you think will be next?
I think it'll be
turquoise.
$50 magic bands that you buy that say, thank you.
It's going to be the talking one.
Au revoir, Steve, for writing the small world. Thank you for spending.
Au revoir.
Why would it say au revoir?
I don't know.
Talking magic bands. You are 10 steps from your room. Please turn left.
I don't know.
Wow. GPS-enabled magic bands.
It'll wish me a happy birthday.
Creeped out enough by the whole limited range GPS. I took such pleasure in telling my non-Disney in-laws about that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guess what? They know exactly what you're doing.
I don't know about that. But yes.
I told them that.
How long you've been there.
Oh, I was like, yeah, they know what you're eating. They know where you're at. If you lose a kid, they can find them right away with the magic bands.
I sense you need to use the ladies' room.
Chris, you haven't put on sunblock in 30 minutes. What's wrong?
Reminder, sunblock.
You just that made would actually a mistake. You passed the snack cart.
it's time for your Mickey bar.
Wow.
Go get your
Please
Mickey
make
bar.
A U-turn as soon as possible. You missed a snack cart.
You know what? It's not gonna talk to you. It's just gonna send you a slight shock.
Come on.
And you're like, oh yeah, Mickey Mouse ice cream bar. There you go. Okay. So yes, purple magic bands are here. Yay.
So excited. I already ordered mine for my summer trip.
Really?
There's also I've been reading that
I had our travel agent Alicia order.
Is mine's Alicia coming. Planning her trip too?
Mine's coming. Yeah. I have a purple
Alicia's
one.
The best. I get a phone call about every other day about some change.
Well, I've heard that the magic bands now are thinner and they've kind of slightly redesigned them and I haven't seen
them. They have. They're better.
They're longer. They are so much longer.
but they're also not as bulky. They're definitely thinner.
That's what I've heard, that the whole thing has been, is a lot slimmer now, but I haven't had a chance to see one of the new ones.
I want to say they're at least a half inch longer. I'm holding one right now, and it's noticeably longer. So not so much the colored part, but the gray part seems to be a little longer.
But the gray, but the width of it in the center, supposedly, I hear, is thinner as well.
Yep, it is, definitely is.
Okay.
I probably have an old one in my drawer here.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The magic band drawer.
They're all over my house.
Okay, we go from the purple magic band to Chris. You're going to take us to the other side of the country.
Yes. So I'm back in California Adventure again, which is appropriate because it's my second favorite park. And if you've ever been to California Adventure in the last few years, you probably went into Cars Land and you discovered, you're like, man, this is like the most spectacular place I've ever been. Because it is really, I think, Disney's best theming. But then you went over to Luigi's Flying Tires and you got on the ride and you sat down and all you felt was disappointment and embarrassment.
Well, because it was... And a little bit of a cool breeze blowing your way.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. It was so bad it was good. Because you'd sit down in there and, you know, you're supposed to lean forward to go forward and lean backward. But that assumes that you have 2 to 3 people in that tire with coordination and who could work together. Because none of my kids and I could do it.
Don't lean too much. You lean too far.
You're not going to go if you lean too far. That's right.
Any ride anyway, that starts with like a 3-minute instruction thing where they have everybody pull you over to the side and try to explain how to use it, you know, is not going to be great.
Nope. The concept of it was kind of fun. It was interactive. You got a tiny bit of an ab workout. but it's and first they started out with balls. They had balls in there that you could kind of bounce around. They were like beach balls and that didn't last. And then it was just the regular ride. So about 6 months ago, they pulled that out and they've replaced it with Luigi's Rollickin' Roadsters, which are just going to be little cars. So I haven't seen pictures yet. I know one of our listeners, they went there, I think Sunday, but it wasn't open yet.
It was going to be Luigi's Frolicking Roadsters, but that didn't go over.
I think you're wrong.
I think they had to change. They instantly had to scrap that, change it to Rollicking.
Yeah. Rollicking makes more sense than frolic. Frolicking sounds almost like one of the cars could come up and, you know, hit you in the head or something.
It looks adorable. The videos of this, we have them on, there's on our Facebook page at Mouse Chat. It looks like
I haven't seen it yet.
What?
No.
And it's on our Twitter account. Maybe it's not on the Facebook. We'll have to put it on Facebook if it's not there. I know it's on our Twitter. One of our listeners shared it with us on Twitter. It looks really cute. It does not look like something that, you know, we're going to enjoy, but it looks like something that kids are really going to love.
Oh, wait a minute. I think you are wrong because am I not?
Really?
I like Heimlich's choo-choo, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to enjoy this.
Well, then you're definitely
Heimlich's choo-choo.
So if you haven't
seen it, Heimlich's choo-choo is a little on the lame side.
It's Chris. Awesome.
This looks better.
Sorry to offend you, but it has the thrill factor of Small World.
There's a picture. My husband took a picture of me actually texting while I was on it, and it's a good picture. My hair looks good for once, but I love that ride.
No, this looks cute. It's and if you are into like the Disney technology, it's like it's the first probably trackless ride, I believe, over in the States. So So it's a bunch of the if you've been to Remy, which we were lucky enough to
Is that what it's going to be like?
Yeah, it's like, but it's outside, so it's fantastic. It's choreographed cars that are all trackless and they dance to the music and they do little routines.
Oh, cute. That's adorable because the feel of that ride, the feel of Remy is fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, Remy's definitely a step up because you're going through different scenes and everything. And this is like a bumper car outside thing, but so they go around in circles and they spin around and they interact with each other and you can't tell where they're going to go next. So you're kind of, getting pulled around in the car. So it looks like it's fun. It looks adorable. Definitely a step up from the tires, which are probably on eBay.
I know, especially considering how well done that entire area is. And then you're just like so disappointed on Luigi's Flying Tires. You're like, really? You're
like, what are we going to do?
I waited in line for this.
What are we going to do? The press is coming. Put some beach balls in there. Give them, let them throw them around. They won't realize they don't know how to make it move.
Because the funny thing is that had been an original Disneyland attraction.
I know.
Way back when, and it didn't work.
I know.
Yeah, that's right.
It was. So they reimagined it, and it, guess what?
It was the flying saucer. Yeah, it was the flying saucers.
Can you imagine what the discussion was? Like, hey, this didn't work before, but let's try it now. We've got new technology.
Yep.
Somebody messed up.
Well, you know, the Disney fans they went through the archives and they're like, remember right. this flying saucer thing that everybody keeps saying, why can't you bring it back? Let's do it in tires. And then
yes.
they were like, wow, this is not moving.
That happens a lot, you know. Yeah, I can see that.
All right, Sharpie.
Newcastle show. They had announced this a while back, but I don't know why we hadn't reported it, but we've been asleep at the wheel here. Newcastle show. If you love Dream Along with Mickey, you'd better see it before Saturday, April 2nd, because it's going bye-bye. There is a Newcastle show, Mickey's Royal Friendship Fair, and that is fair spelled with an E, F-A-I-R-E, for whatever difference that makes. It's right. It's much fancier. So they're going to be featuring characters from The Princess and the Frog, Tangled, and Frozen. So yeah, it's coming in summer of 2016. So there will be a downtime if you are planning a Disney trip between Saturday, April 2nd and early summer 2016. You're not going to see a castle show in place, and you're probably going to see some construction taking place in front of the castle as they change the stage over for the new show. But it will include an original song, memorable music, lively dancing, and special effects.
Magic. Have you ever been in the parks when, like, you see people dancing to that show? Like, it's been there for so long that you get these kids who come to, I think they're probably college program kids,
yep.
and they know all the moves, and they start, I saw that this. Like,
they're throwing rice at Mickey.
No, it was this weekend. No, they
they're
were like
spinning
across
the screen.
From there. They were by the, there was this, these two girls, they were by the first aid area, and they started doing all the moves, and I'm like, well, you're pretty good.
It's like the Rocky
you know, they
Horror.
They weren't dancers in the show, I don't think, but they knew the moves. That's how long it's been there.
Mm. It's, yeah, it's been there quite some time.
Well, that's sad.
Cute.
So, Dream Along with Mickey No More. I'll miss that show. It kind of was a good show. And I always enjoyed seeing the fireworks that it let off in the afternoon. So we can hope that they're going to do more of the same kind of special effects type stuff with their special effects magic.
Well,
so
right.
Closing April 2nd, see it soon, folks.
That
bid farewell
show,
to Dream Along with Mickey.
That show will always remind me of Eric being really little and making me sit through it like all day long. One day he was like binging on it. Seriously.
It really hasn't been there that long, though, has it?
No, he was like, he must have been 8.
Okay, so yeah, not that
long. He was
long
really ago. Little.
See, for me, it's like when they replaced the afternoon parade with Fantasy Fair. I really miss the music from the old parade. I really liked it.
So if you don't know yet, we're doing every week on Mouse Chat. We're giving away some Mouse Chat swag. So just go to mousechat.net. And go to the show notes for this show and leave a comment or a suggestion or a tip for someone else, or just join in on the conversation. And hopefully we'll pick you for some Mouse Chat swag to send your way. And we have one from our Meet Mouse Chat show. Who is it, Lisa?
It's Carrie Lee Montz.
And Carrie Lee Montz writes?
She writes, I love Mouse Chat. She did that in caps, so I had to give it some oomph.
Mm.
I love Mouse Chat. The format of the show is great. I like that there is important information followed by jokes and everyone's two cents. It's great that y'all can transport us to the world with every podcast and social network post. Keep it up, guys. Love it.
So, Carrie, if you can send us your address at comments@mousechat.net, we will get your stuff in the mail.
All right, and with that, I'm going to go ahead and grab the show and wrap it up. I would like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. If you enjoy our shows, you can download them at iTunes and also at mousechat.net. Please leave any comments or questions for us at mousechat.net as well. Thank you so much for listening, and please join us again next
Sorry.
And please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.
I'm sorry. I thought it was.
I really think you should leave that in. It's really funny.